This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, so Herman's with us, and he had some questions about his well pump, submersible well pump, Grundfos. It's a German brand, and it was at the bottom of the well pump. So what happens is there's wiring that runs from the top of the well, from a control box typically, down to the bottom of the well where the well pump is connected to it. Most well pumps are 240 volts if they're a deep well. I believe Herman's is probably 240 volts. Is that right, Herman?
Yes, it's a 240. It's set on 20-foot sticks of schedule 120 PVC with brass couplers, which are taped, and the wire has the shrink plastic with a torch protectors because there's some splices in it. It's set again at 280, so it has to lift an enormous amount of water. It's in a 5-inch PVC casing, 200 foot of well casing at the very bottom, 100 foot of perforation, which is fabulous. My concern is, and I could pull that drop pipe if I had to. I mean, I have the tools and the knowledge and all of it. It would just be a slow, ugly process. And I've been looking for either a bucket truck or a boom truck just to trim my trees because it's spring and we're trimming. But my question is, how do I protect that 240 volt from a surge protection? Because when the power goes out in our community, and it's now frequent, I always do exactly what you tell class. I go turn off the main breaker, and then I request a phone call back from Valley Electric once power is restored. And they say, well, why do you do that? You know, the power just comes on. I say, yeah, with a huge spike so that it fries everything. So, by the way, when my pump went out, I turned off all the power to go out and take a look at all the connections and make sure there weren't ants on the control switch, which operates the pressure tank that you said, which mine is set at about 45 to 50 pounds, which triggers the pump to turn on. And I thought, I better not touch that right there because of the capacitor, and it was still live. So I got a little bit of a hello from the capacitor. But I need to know, how do I protect that 240-volt circuit? It's the only one on the property active.
Okay. So I'm getting to that. So I wanted to describe for the class what we're talking about, because you know exactly what we're talking about, and I know what we're talking about, but not everybody knows. So that's why I described this. And Schedule 120 is even better than Schedule 80. Great way to go. All right, so just to flesh this out a little bit more, you have a well pressure tank at the top above ground. And class, there are different sizes of well pressure tanks. What happens is water is not compressible. And so when you turn on your faucet, if you did not have a well pressure tank, your well pump would have to come on every time you flushed the toilet, turned on the shower, turned on the bathtub, turned on the garden hose, turned on the sink. It would be going on and off maybe thousands of times a day, at least hundreds. And it would wear out the well pump very quickly. So what they do is they make a well pressure tank, and it's a combination of water and air. So there's air pressure. The well pressure tank is that typically it's either the old ones were green, some of them were galvanized steel, and the new ones are blue. And there's a bladder in there, and the bladder fills with water. And then half of the contents of that tank is the bladder for water. The other half is air. And what you do is you look at the well pressure setting. So some people have a well pressure raw pressure switch that comes on at one pressure and goes off at a maximum pressure. So, for example, one of them might be 30 pounds worth. They call it cut-on pressure. So when the well pressure tank hits 30 pounds, gets down to 30, the switch enables the pump to power up. And when it hits 50 pounds, that well pressure switch shuts off the well pump. Otherwise, the well pump would burn up from trying forever to reach a pressure they can't reach. So it comes on at 30 pounds per square inch, goes off at 50. Another model would be 40 and 60. So it comes on at 40 and shuts off at 60 pounds. But what you must do is adjust that well pressure switch such that, or the pressure in the tank, so that they are mated, so they work properly together. And the way that's done is you want your well pressure tank to have air in it up to 2 pounds less than the cut-on switch pressure. So if your switch says power up that well pump at 30 pounds per square inch, you want the pressure in the tank, an empty tank, to be at 28. 2 pounds less. 2 pounds less than the cut-on pressure that the switch is set for. Now, I know that sounds pretty complicated over the radio, but you can look this up on the internet and you'll find out exactly what I'm saying. And by doing that, you'll have, let's say, 28 pounds of pressure in the tank when the tank is empty. So you have to empty out the tank and then add air and check it with an accurate pressure gauge. And there's like a tire valve, a Schrader valve at the top of these well pressure tanks, so you can set the air pressure and fill them up or bleed the air pressure so that when it's empty, it's going to be 2 pounds less than the cut-on pressure. By doing that, you're going to reduce the number of cycles on, off, that your well pump cycles. That will increase the life expectancy of your well pump dramatically. Now, I'm willing to bet that none of you has ever seen anybody do that. Or for the most part, hardly any of you have ever seen the well pump guy set the pressure of the tank properly. They might just use their fingernail and say, well, that sounds about right. But to accurately calibrate the well pressure tank to 2 pounds less than the cut-on pressure, I'll bet hardly anyone has ever seen it. I've never seen anybody do it except for me. But that is the way it's done. Now, the next thing, so that will reduce the number of cycles, and your pump will last a lot longer. The next thing is, how do you electrically protect that well pump that's in the ground? When I was in Virginia, there was a lightning strike. And this lightning strike hit the power lines. They were high-tension power lines across the street from, or across the road from this farm that where I was working building a network. And on a customer's property. That lightning struck electrocuted the dog far away, maybe 1,000 feet away from the power lines. The dog was in the backyard on a leash. It killed him because the lightning hit the power lines, went from the power lines through those metal supports all the way into the ground, traveled across the ground and killed this dog and blew the network. So it also has the capability and potential to blow a well pump in the ground as well, because the well pump is in the ground in a wet surface that is highly conductive to electricity. You know, the desert, you know, the sand doesn't conduct electricity too well, but muddy soil surely does, and water inside the well certainly does. So it's a great way to blow your well pump, and you can't protect against that. But what you can protect if the lightning travels through the ground. But if the lightning travels through the electric wires and tries to get to your well pump, which is in the ground, you can protect somewhat against that. And here's the way to do it. And here's what I've done for our farm. And we have exactly the situation that you have. We have a well pump in the ground. And actually, we have schedule 120 as you do, PVC. But we don't have brass. We have galvanized steel fittings. All right, so we have a whole house surge protector, and it's huge. It's way, way, way bigger than the kind that you just plug into your circuit breaker panel. This one is about the size of, that's bigger than my fist. It's about the size of a coffee cup. It's it's more rectangular than it is square, and it has mounting ears that you could mount it with some screws outside the circuit breaker panel. And it has two neon lights that tell you that line one and line two are operational and protected. It is a 330-volt let-through model. So it contains metal oxide varistors, has some filters, capacitors, and inductors, and it's all in a box, and inside the box is white sand. And the white sand is to protect from an explosion in this box should there be a massive lightning strike, because this device will attenuate as best it can before it sacrifices itself to the lightning. But when it does, it will expand the components inside. And the idea is to have a rugged plastic case like ABS plastic that can absorb a lot of impact, and the sand can absorb some of the heat and diffuse some of the explosive outward forces of these devices inside this surge protector. So I don't have a recommendation of a brand, because I'm pretty sure the company's out of business that built ours 17 years ago, but it has 330-volt let-through. And what that means is that it will let through all voltage below 330 volts. So 240, 250, 260, 310, 320, 329. At 330, it clamps down, and it will attenuate the voltage. So theoretically, your electric water pump can handle a very, very short, instantaneous burst of 330 volts. It doesn't like much more than that. So this will protect from the power going through your breaker panel down to the wire in your well pump. Okay? So I have one of those. Then at each sub-panel, and we have many sub-panels, which were like the main panel, but they're connected to the main panel. So the main panel is first, then sub-panels are connected to the main panel. Each sub-panel has exactly the same thing. Another 330-volt whole panel surge protector. So that would be the second level at our house. And then there's a third level, and that would be at the device. So, for example, the computers and the other equipment has surge protection attached to that. That's the only way I know of protecting your equipment. The other thing is replace that capacitor with an OEM quality, original equipment manufacturer quality capacitor, if you have one at the top. And the question is, did your capacitor fail, and did your motor try to start without a capacitor and burn up? Or was it your well pressure tank that wasn't set properly that let your well pump cycle too often? And frankly, you wouldn't know how often your well pump cycles, because there's no indicator that says the well pump's on, the well pump's off, the well pump's on, the well pump's off. So
the meter is a good indication, and you can also feel the vibration through the pipe of the pump going. We think the pump was actually working, and it was the impeller that failed. But that was an amazing explanation, Vincent. Thank you so much. I have another question after the break.
Sure. And by the way, that impeller problem, that's going to be really tough to fix, because if you've got sand in your well, every time that water pump kicks on, it's going to stir up some turbulence of some amount. Maybe it's minute, but it's really rough on the seal.
I see it in the water. It's hit from the perforation. Catch you after the break.
All right.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Herman's with us, and I just want to flesh out a little bit more about the surge protectors. So, class, these surge protectors that you plug into the wall or the whole house surge protectors, they can't stop all the current. Because if they stop all the current, all the voltage, you won't be able to do anything. None of your devices will work. Your computer won't work. Your lights won't light up. So they have to let through some amount of voltage. And if they, for example, 240 volts, that's what we're supposed to have. But sometimes we have 245. So if we had a surge protector let me go back. If we're looking at our wall outlet and we're expecting 120 volts, that's line one. Line two is 120 volts. 120 plus 120 is 240. Okay, so your panel would have 240 volts, plus or minus 5%. So let's say your panel, you had a surge protector, and you said, you know, that's it. Nothing more than 240 gets through. We'll attenuate anything else above, everything above 240. Well, sometimes an electric motor will start in your house, and that will cause your current or your voltage to rise by a few volts. It might hit 242 for a brief instant. Well, if your surge protector was set for 240 volts, and it hit 242 because of your own equipment causing that, your own electric motor, your air compressor, your whole house air conditioning system, you'd be destroying your surge protector, you know, daily. So that's not going to work. So some number has to be picked that for a very, very brief time, a high voltage can come through, but no more than whatever this high voltage set point is. So typically, the very, very, very best surge protectors that I know of 330 volts, maximum allowable voltage. Anything else, it attenuates. Above that, it attenuates. So 331, it stops that. 332, it stops that. Anything above 330. But some surge protectors are set to a much higher number of volts, like 400. That's way too much in my world. Some are 500. Some are 600. That's almost worthless in my world. So the ones that I want are 330 volts, period. Now, there are three wires in your electrical panel. There's the line, there's the neutral. Actually, there's two lines. There's line one, line two, and the common or the ground. So on a surge protector, if you look at your three prongs of a 110-volt outlet, you want all three of them to have surge protection on them, and that's called line to neutral. So you want a surge protector that says LN, line to neutral 330, or 330V for volts. Then another one you want, and this is stamped on the bottom of the surge protector, or imprinted on the surge protector. Line to neutral 330 volts, line to ground 330 volts, and line to line 330 volts. Anything less than that is not acceptable in my world as a surge protector. It's just, it might as well be a power tap, you know, a strip with multiple outlets and a switch, and maybe a circuit breaker. But 330 volts is the right number. That is the only number I would consider. So, Herman, if you get a whole house surge protector, that's the number you want it to be, 330 volts.
That's great, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. I have a quick solar trailer question, and then I want to talk about dioxins. But, Vincent, can I go back to the pressure tank just for a second to help class visualize what you were talking about, and correct me, interrupt me at any time if I'm wrong, of why you want to keep 2 pounds below, say, you know, 30, 28 pounds, because an 85-gallon pressure tank has water and air in it. And when fully operational, isn't it correct, is it not correct, that a large quantity of that 85 or 81-gallon tank is full of air, so you're only going to have about 30 gallons of water in it. That's why when you turn on the pump and it pressurizes back up, a large portion inside that where the bladder is really air. So you'll have about 30 gallons in an 85-gallon tank. Is that correct?
Roughly half. Roughly half. So, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so, and then I've got a solar trailer and then, question on batteries.
Okay, hold on 1 second. So the larger that pressure tank, the physically larger it is, the less cycling your well pump will have to endure, the longer it will last. It's a great investment to get a bigger tank.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News Update. President Biden will fly to Poland this evening, departing Joint Base Andrews and Air Force One. Poland is in talks with the United States about increasing troop presence. Prime Minister Morawiecki of Poland says his country is in the process of talking with President Biden's administration about making U.S. troop presence more permanent and increasing the numbers in Poland. U.S. officials are warning China against supplying Russia with military arms and ammunition. Concerns that China was considering providing the advanced weapons to Russia first surfaced in meetings between officials late last year. U.S. officials put their Chinese counterparts on notice in video conferences and in-person meetings that China is nearing a red line in assisting Russia's invasion. After a series of short hospital stays, former U.S. President Jimmy Carter has decided to spend his remaining time at home with his family and receive hospice care. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day of God, you're
take my
when you go
to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Herman's with us. He had a couple questions. And Herman, I just wanted to mention that, Class, you cannot have too large, in my world, you cannot have too large of a well pressure tank. Okay? And if you have the smallest, I'll tell you some of the sizes, 20 gallon, 30 gallon, 50, 85, and 120. Those are the typical sizes of a well pressure tank with a bladder. And if you have a 20 gallon tank, you can't get 20 gallons of water out of it. You can't even get 10 gallons of water out of it. What happens is it will let you draw down to about 6 gallons before the pressure switch kicks in. So 6 gallons out of a 20-gallon well pressure tank. Next size up would be 30, and you get 9 gallons of drawdown. If you have a 50-gallon, you get 14 gallons. 85-gallon, you get, as Herman was talking about 25 gallons of drawdown. And a 120-gallon tank, you only get 36 gallons. So the rest of it's air, and you want it to be air. And the reason you can't get all the water out is you still need to have some water in the tank so that you don't get air coming out of your faucets or your toilet fill valves or your washing machine. So there has to be a remaining amount of water in the tank, just like you don't want to run out of gasoline in your gas tank. Same principle applies. So what do we have at our farm? We have the 85-gallon size. And I'm so concerned about this that typically if you have a well installed, the guy might say, well, you know, it comes with a complete with a 20-gallon tank. It's too small. A 50-gallon tank might be the size that you'd want for a home. 85 is way better, way better. And you'll cycle your well pump so much less frequently. The difference between an 85-gallon and a 30-gallon tank, or else let's say a 20-gallon tank and an 85-gallon tank, 6 gallons of drawdown for a 20-gallon and 25 gallons for an 85-gallon pressure tank. It's a huge difference.
Vincent, I don't mean to interrupt. What about daisy chaining 285s in series? Is that an option? Because I've been trying to think about doing that. I also keep a backup pressure tank in case, you know, mine's built a railroad tie well house, so it's projectile proof. But what about 285 gallons in series, and how would that plumbing work?
Well, I think I've never seen that done, but I believe it's absolutely viable and possible. And it would be, you would just have on the same plumbing line, the same exact plumbing line, you just have two well pressure tanks. So a well pressure tank is kind of like on a T, right? At least it is in our house. So just add another one. Sounds like a great way to go to me. But you want to make sure that both of them are at the exact empty pressure. So you fill them up to two pounds less than the cut-in pressure of the well pump switch. I think that'd be great.
Series. Is that correct?
Well, it would look like they're in series in plumbing. Yes, that's correct.
Okay, great. That's great. I got a quick question, and then I want to talk about dioxin for a minute. My solar trailer, you know, it has 10 265-watt panels, monocrystalline. You've seen it. I'm having my battery bank go up to about 55, 56 volts during the day. My panels are clean. I'm monitoring the voltage in, the amps, and the number of watts coming in. And I notice at night I turn off the MPPT controller, so everything is off. In the morning when I get up and look at it, it's usually down around 51 volts. That's telling me, correct me if I'm wrong, that one bank is robbing voltage from the other. Your thoughts? It has
yes.
Twin banks of 20,
yes.
two,
yeah.
24, 2 volt per cell. Go ahead.
Yeah, that sounds exactly like what it is. And the same thing happens here at our farm. I have two banks of nickel iron cells. There's 40 cells in each bank. Each cell is 1.2 volts. So 1.2 volts times 40 is 48 volts. So each one of those, strings is 48 volts. I have two of them in parallel, and exactly the same thing happens. What they do is they seem to equalize overnight. So when the charge control, our charge control is automatically shut off. They say, well, I guess there's no more sunlight, so they just shut themselves off. And when they do that, there's no additional charging. And when that happens, the voltage, if you don't use them, will decrease because I believe one battery bank is charging the one that is lower in voltage. I believe that is correct.
Should Should I not turn off the MPPT controller at night? Should I leave that on? I thought there'd either be a little bit of parasitic loss or in the unlikely event, well, maybe not more likely, of an EMP. When everything is deactivated, I have less chance of a circuit board failure. Your thoughts on turning it on or off at night?
Here's what I've done. So to look at this, some of the theory of this, the solar panels themselves are aimed at the sun, right? Most of the time. I mean, ours are aimed due south. And they can receive sun's rays in the early morning, but not too much. But they still can receive some solar rays all the way through just about when the sun goes down. So it's, and ours see that. And so from the moment they detect there's solar rays, this charge controller's power up and connect to the battery bank. When they detect that the sun has gone down, they disconnect to automatically do what you're talking about, which is disconnect the parasitic load of the electronics. I'm all in favor of it. And what I've done, and here's a concern of mine, the wires themselves that connect, and yours are really short because your solar panels are on a trailer, right, where the batteries are.
That's correct, and I can also articulate the panels due east in the morning and due west in the afternoon, so I pick up a little bit more sun than a fixed panel. Sorry for interrupting.
That's a great way to go. And there are pros and cons. So in our case, and there's pros and cons for angles of the solar panel. So in the winter, the sun is lower in the sky. In the summer, it's higher in the sky. So if you want to optimize your solar panels for the summer sun, the angle is going to be more flat. If you're optimizing for the winter sun, your angle is going to be more vertical. Now, those are great exaggerations, what I just said. However, I've seen on the internet for sale solar panels, you know, glass cracked. So obviously, either they dropped them, they broke them in shipping, or they had them at an angle where the hail hit them and broke them. So there's that consideration as well. So our solar panels are optimized for the winter sun, when there's less sun's rays and the sun is lower on the horizon. And that angle is more toward vertical, such that when hail comes down, it has less chance of breaking the glass of the solar panels because the angle is more vertical than it is flat. That's one thing. So getting back to the wires to me act as an antenna. And when there's the next EMP, those wires will pick up the electromagnetic pulse and can destroy the electronics of the charge controllers and or the inverter that's connected to the charge controllers. So there's a, through the battery bank. But the battery bank is a huge capacitor, so maybe it can absorb part of the EMP. But on the other side of the inverter is the house wiring, which is another antenna, which could feed the EMP back to the inverter. All this being said, what I have is disconnects on all the wires. So what I use is an air conditioning 60-amp disconnect switch. Now, these are really inexpensive, and they're really neat. So they come in a little box, let's say 4 inches by, well, let's say 5 by 8 inches and a couple inches deep. And they're typically gray, and they're about $10 each. And what they have are these pull disconnect bars with an insulated handle. And you push in this bar, it's like an old fuse panel disconnect. You push in this bar and it connects a circuit. You pull it out and it disconnects the circuit. It's real handy. It's real expensive and it works and it's 60 amperes. And we have a bunch of those to
I have
disconnect.
Those on the batteries of my vehicles, that exact connect, disconnect. Vincent, one quick question. I think we probably don't want to get into this, but I used to do some analysis of mirrors to feed more light into the solar panels. I found that it overheated them. Just a quick take on that.
That is my take on it. Well, exactly what you said. I don't think I can take it. I don't think the mono or polycrystalline panels can take the focusing of more sun's rays. They're designed to take about what the sun can deliver or a little bit more without increasing by focusing, you know, through either mirrors, convex mirrors or otherwise. If you felt, Herman, if you felt the temperature of your solar panels, you'll find out that in the summer they get warm. In the winter they get warm. They're actually, in the freezing cold winter, let's say it's, I don't know, 20 degrees outside below freezing, solar panels are warm in the sun. They're typically a bluish color. They absorb heat, and they get hot. They really do. You won't burn yourself with them.
In the early morning, before the sun comes up, we only watch them. Vincent, I'd like to just spend a minute and get your thoughts, which I think is one of our national disasters, as big or bigger than Three Mile Island, on the dioxin spread created by lighting the fire to the chemicals at East Palestine. I sent you a link that came from Mike Adams, Natural News Health Ranger Report, where he has done testing, and I don't know exactly how this works, but he is saying that sprouting broccoli, just the little seeds, you know, you do home sprouting like alfalfa or broccoli or whatever, has a natural ability to help get rid of the dioxins in a human body. And just to give class an idea of how dangerous dioxins are, if you can visualize a 325 milligram aspirin, and you were to break it up into 325 million particles, smaller than a grain of salt, that is the maximum a human body can take in a lifetime. So one 325 milligram aspirin is enough to literally kill 32 million people. So what is your thought on how we protect ourselves from this incredible disaster?
Okay, I'd love to do that, and we can do that when we come back. It involves a whole bunch of things. One is not being there. And you need to get out of Dodge, class. You really need to get out of Dodge before it's too late. And we'll talk about that and some of the things you can do to detoxify. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Let's talk about dioxins. Herman, please continue. Or did you want me to comment? I think we lost Herman. Okay. Yeah, it looks like we lost Herman. Jason, can you... can you reconnect? I think we lost Herman. Herman, is that you?
Yeah, that's me. I dropped off. I bumped the phone. I apologize. Vincent, I also want to thank you. I want to just take a second to thank you from the bottom of my heart and for all the other people in class for the amount you give to everyone that's listening. You are such an important force in connecting people together and to help them through this insane time where nothing works. The government is out of control, criminal. They're not elected, they're selected, and everything is so horrible. And you're a bright ray to help people like me, and there's so many more people like me out there. One of the things I sent you was an interesting website called Unjected, UNJECTED, and it's two Hawaiian women, two moms, and they put together a website of people that refuse to take the clot shot or be around people that are shedding, and they've even set up a blood bank and a dating network for people of like mind that don't want to be connected through this horrible mass murder genocide vaccine. That's one thing. The other thing is on the dioxins. These are so dangerous, and I wanted to ask you if you could talk a little bit about the dioxins, and of course get out of Dodge. We're out of Dodge, but you took nearly a direct hit. If the wind would have blown the opposite direction, I talked to Luke Cassidy last night, and he's even closer to East Palestine. I looked on the map. I don't know how the wind flows, but eventually I think that it's going to contaminate the soil. Mike Adams says for 100 years, and that means the vegetables, all of the milk, the eggs, and all of that. What is your thought about how we can navigate through this?
You know, I've never met Mike Adams, but it seems that even though we don't communicate, even though we don't know each other, even though I've seen him, but he doesn't know who I am, or he might know who I am, but we've never talked or emailed or communicated in any way. I believe a lot of what he says is absolutely spot on. And so dioxins, these are chemicals that are toxic to us. And where are they? Well, they're in our food, they're in our air, they're in our water, and they're in our future food through the soil. 90% of fish, dairy, shellfish, and meat, 90% of our exposure to dioxins is through food, 90%. And it's concentrated mostly in fish, dairy, shellfish, and meat. There are 419 dioxins in our environment as we've identified them right now. And they can stay in the body for about 11 years before they start to break down naturally. So we got to get them out of our body. So we have to detoxify. And one possible way of detoxifying is something called clarified butter, which is also known as G-H-E-E. That's a possibility because that fat in clarified butter might help dissolve the toxins in the body's fat and eliminate it. That's a possibility. So that's a question for Dr. Sergey on Monday when he returns. I have another question, and I don't know the answer to this, but I consume avocado oil every day. Avocado oil. Well, I think it's avocado oil, but actually, am I sure? Probably not, because it just the label says avocado oil, but it could be adulterated with something else. I don't know. It could be mixed with some kind of cheaper oil, or it could be actually avocado oil. What I think I'm buying is avocado oil, and I consume that every day, along with blue eggs. I think there's something to the blue eggs. I can't prove it, other than my health, improving. Avocado oil, something Dr. Sheely said that we should consume. So I do. So those are two things that I'm doing. Of course, lots of water, and Dr. Sheely talks about water, but dioxins they become part of our fat. And it's hard to get toxins out of fat, so you have to chelate. And I have a feeling that G-H-E-E, or clarified butter, will help chelate the dioxins out of the fat in our body. You know, but in everything is suspect. For example, in 2008, there was a pork recall because the dioxin level was 200x, what was considered the safe amount of dioxins. I don't think there is a safe amount. But, you know, the government say there's a level, and so the pork hit 200x of the safe level amount, parts per million. But that was in Ireland. Who would have ever thought that there'd be a problem with dioxins in Ireland? It's worldwide. Worldwide. So the bottom line is lots of water, lots of water. Get out of Dodge. Get out of the way. And one of the things I wanted to talk about today we didn't get to is, well, you can do it yourself. Look at the map of the United States. Search on railroad tracks. And railroad tracks carry these cars of chemicals.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.